And this is our second full official podcast deal. We're going to be talking about a bunch of random stuff. First off, that song you heard on the intro, that was... I already forgot
Painted it. Painted by Numbers by the Sound. There you go. I memorized it, and I don't even know.
Beer of the podcast, Molson, by Canadian. It says Molson Canadian, so I'm going to go with that. It's not bad. So we're going to probably be doing a different one each week. Or not week, however often we do this. Last time it was 2 months ago. So,
something like that.
Big news, first news. We are on iTunes.
We're on iTunes.
I don't know, after we recorded this, spent quite a while trying to figure out how to do it, where to host our audio, all that stuff. Finally figured it out, and we are using the website Podomatic, Podomatic.com. I don't know, it gives us 500 megabytes of storage. Seems pretty good so far, so that's what we'll be using. You can, well, if you're listening to this, you can check it out on iTunes.
Yeah, that's us selling out for the evening.
Yeah.
Woo!
And to further sell out, you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GrantTonic, GRANTTONECK, and on Blogspot, or Blogger, buddygrant21.blogspot.com.
And I'm under there as P-Town Superman or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll be putting all the links in the information section. You'll be able to click on all the links, as well as, you know, we'll be talking about some random things. And I'll put links up in the information section so you can check it out. So, also, we have listeners, which is exciting.
And not just, like, in our general area or family or
anybody. Yeah. We have a Australian listener, and according to Podomatic, we have someone listening to us in Russia. So,
well,
thanks.
There's not really much out there for them to do. So,
oh, don't be digging, don't be dogging our fans like that. That's awful.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so we're excited about that. We're excited to be out on the internet world. We are also on Ustream live. Well, lag, as we found out. So, yeah, we'll be doing this as often as we can, now that we've got something a little more official.
Yeah.
We recorded our Oscar picks and everything like that that's up soon. So, basically what's been going on in our lives the last couple months, because that's how long it's been since the last thing. I said in the first one, I was unemployed. I have recently been offered a position at a cemetery, selling burial sites and caskets and all that fun stuff.
Lack of returns, actually.
Exactly, and it's recession-proof. People are going to keep dying, which is, you know, exciting for
me. Not necessarily near you.
Yeah. So in that time, because I was jobless and had lots of extra time on our hand, we built a beer pong table.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. I'll post up links to pictures and stuff like that up so you can check those out.
I'll figure that out as well and start blogging.
Yeah. But we finally used it, what was that, 2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago, the 7th, yeah. I had just gotten back from a trip I'll talk about a little bit later. But
let's talk about it now.
Free flow. I was gone.
Free flow.
Whatever. All right. So I was gone for a week for my internship for school. I was a crew member on a film crew up in Big Bear for one of the teachers at school wrote and directed a film. So I was a camera assistant. I got to help move the camera, clean it. I was the slate guy calling out the scenes. It was really fun working about 18-hour days in the freezing weather. It was an interesting experience. I was happy to return home to my warm bed and then have a little party when we got back. So
cool.
Yeah. So yeah, the party. We had a little fire ring going. We had a projector with a movie and everything. It was pretty legit for a kickback. And of course, we christened our newly constructed beer pong table. And we started off right, a little champagne pong. So, which I think was the best game ever.
Yeah. To christen the table.
Exactly.
First one.
yeah, awesome time. Awesome people showed up.
Had a good time. Got drunk.
Sure. Definitely. Remembered most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of it, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. So in the film project, what was kind of the general movie?
The general
from
movie?
From what you saw from your week
it's,
there.
I guess it's kind of a thriller up at this ranch in the mountains. From what I could tell, I have to wait till the editing is done to see what this thing's really about, because the scenes were all over the place. They had already shot a decent amount beforehand, and yeah, I can't wait to see it. I'm actually involved in the post-production, so I kind of will learn as I go what's going on.
What are you
going
to be doing in the post-production?
I'm going to be helping logging some of the footage. Just my friend Chris is going to be the main editor, so I'll just be there and helping, maybe giving suggestions on what goes where. Yeah.
Cool.
Sure.
Very exciting.
Definitely. It's definitely a step in the right direction towards a career, I guess. Get some experience. I'll get a film credit, so maybe someday I'll be on IMDb.
There you go.
Near future.
My friend Sarah's on there for some stuff she's done, so it's pretty cool. Very nice. I don't know. Random Simpsons was in HD. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. I don't know. It was kind of neat to see it full panel. I was, you know, we always see it with the just the black bars on the side because we got the big TV here. So.
Oh yeah.
So that was neat, and you know they had a lot of those random kind of things that they brought up that like, oh, hey, look, we're in HD over Moe's Tavern and everything.
The new Simpsons do kind of suck now, but not. It's still somewhat entertaining.
Yeah.
They have the occasional
reference. After 2021 seasons that they're short on ideas.
That's for sure.
Or just kind of rehash old ones and
meh, yeah. M-E-H, meh.
So, I don't know, some interest I've been kind of following online since last we posted is the TED Conference, which stands for Technology Entertainment Design.
Sure.
I don't know. It's pretty cool. They've had some really good talks on there. I'll post the link. And you can follow some of these. Well, you don't have to. Some of the talks have just been really, really interesting. They come out with these new ideas for technology in the entertainment world. And not. It's not like CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. Where you can just anybody with a company or something like that can go. You have to be invited to go, and so it's a little more exclusive. Bill Gates gave a talk there. So, I don't know, it's just really interesting. They had this guy who created these, it's like they're little miniature computers. I don't know, about that big.
Yeah.
And
well, how big is that big for those that aren't listening?
Well, no. Oh, well, yeah. I don't know, probably about 2 or 3 inches square.
Yeah.
They like interact with each other. So it's like if you have one that's just a blank screen or something, you could take one that has like a blue in the paint program, the bucket for paint, and tilt it onto this blank one, and the blank one will start turning blue. Which is just really cool. That's it's like crazy. The way they interact with each other and stuff. And so he came up with games, you know, where some will have numbers and then others will have like plus, minus, multiply, divide, things like that. And you put like, say, one that says 2 and another computer that says times and another that has 2 and then an equals and then put a blank one next to it and it'll actually show the 4. So it's pretty cool. Impressive. Like there's a lot of really cool things that they've been doing. So I've been watching a few of the talks every now and then and they talked about how we need to kind of take technology to the next level and how we have to do that in terms of an ethical standard, you know, not going too far out of the lines and stuff. So it's kind of...
Yeah, we don't want any Terminator or anything going on.
Right. Well, yeah, but those are supposed to follow the laws of robotics and stuff, but
yeah,
obviously they don't. So I don't know. So, okay, so you've seen movies since then. Obviously, they're old movies, so we're just going to start doing this because both of us don't have money to go see movies in theaters all the time. Yeah. So, we're talking about movies that we see.
I did see the new Friday the 13th last week, and that was really awesome. I mean, obviously, it was just senseless murder, just like the old school version, but this one was a lot glossier and...
Heard there were a lot of breasts.
Yeah, you heard that from me. anyone who gets seen the movie will vouch for it. Any chance they get, they'll flash it. So, yeah, if that's your thing, go for it. Yeah, what else did I see recently? Actually, my friend Chris and I, he's actually the director of photography for a lot of my projects. We're planning on, over the at least this next year, we're going to watch all the top 100 AFI 100 list. So, and I was going through the list the other day. And
I was going to say, you've seen a few of
them. I was going over the list the other day, and I've seen over 30, which I think is not too bad.
Yeah.
So, I've just got a little ways to go. I mean, I'll probably have to rewatch some of them, because Chris hasn't seen some.
Right.
But, more recent movies, though. I finally saw Gone Baby Gone, which...
One of my favorite movies
was amazing. Drew, I think, is listening. Well, saw it. And it was incredible. The ending, all I can say is, it leaves you thinking. There's no real set answer.
Yeah, which is what I love. It's one of those movies where you get to the end and the movie doesn't answer the question that it poses. You know, and the question that it poses is, what would you do?
You know, exactly.
Because there's a break. And you get to the climax of the movie, really, and then you're faced with the question, okay, what do you do in this situation? And the movie shows you what it thinks would happen if you went one way, and so then you're left deciding, is that the right thing that he did, or would you have done the other thing? And maybe you don't know what would happen. He just kind of tells you what he thinks would have happened. Casey Affleck, the main actor. So, I don't know, it was just, I agree, I saw that last year, and was one of my favorite movies.
Oh yeah, so. I really came to appreciate that film after watching it. Mm-hmm. I don't know really what else to say.
And, Michelle Monaghan, plays Casey Affleck's wife, is flipping hot. It's kind of ridiculous. But you have, you know, Morgan Freeman, Ed Harris, so it's just a really, really good really, really good movie. So
yeah, I mean, it sounds like we're explaining it very vaguely. That's just because if we say one thing about it, it'll set off the entire movie. So
yeah. So I don't know. Okay, so other movies. You finally saw Fargo.
Saw Fargo. That was ridiculously
Coen
awesome.
Brothers, which is good.
Yes,
love the Coen Brothers.
I need to see more of their work. I've seen a few of their films. But...
The next one will be Raising Arizona.
Yes.
It was a great one.
Yes, I need to see that one.
So, if Fargo. Yeah. The one line, obviously, that's going to get quoted the most in that is, is that your friend there in the wood chipper? It's just like the whole Steve Buscemi, it's just great. I don't know, that was a really funny movie.
Funny thing, we watched the special features on that, and... Apparently, the day they went to shoot that, the wood chipper, the blood squirting mechanism, whatever, kept clogging. It was so cold out when they were shooting, so they were out there all day trying to get that thing to work, to finally shoot the blood out like it did. But it just kept clogging up every 20 minutes. Work on it for like an hour or two. But they finally got it, and it looked gross, so it worked.
Sweet. let's see the other. Oh yeah, and you saw.
I saw Tropic Thunder. It was pretty funny. I heard beforehand a lot of people either they really hated it or they really liked it.
I was of the former. Yeah, the early.
The latter.
Yeah.
The
former.
You either really liked it or really you really hated it.
Really didn't like it. I don't know. I turned the movie off.
You got about
10 minutes after what's his name? Steve Coogan's head blew up.
Yeah, you got about 15 or 20 minutes in.
And that was the only part I left. So I just was like, if this is how the movie's going to be,
To tell you the truth, it up until that point, it was somewhat lame, but after that, it really picked up, so you might want to give it a second chance. I'm not holding it if you don't want to, but I would have to say Robert Downey Jr. was the highlight of the film, so...
Well, yeah,
Robert Downey Jr. And there's plenty of one-liners of the film that you just quote left and right.
Yeah.
So...
Well, we'll see. There'll be some... Maybe I'll watch... At some point in the future, there's definitely a lot more I want to see.
Sure.
Prior to seeing something like that, so... Alright, so future, definitely looking forward to Watchmen.
Watchmen looks ridiculous.
I finished reading that a couple weeks ago in preparation of the movie. So, yeah, so Watchmen, looking really forward to that. Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
That door was so squeaky.
See, I don't know much about the story, but just the concept and everything looks amazing, and just the visuals.
Yeah, definitely just looking really forward to that. Like I said, read it. It's a 12-part series of short graphic novels that were released in the mid-80s and are finally, it was one of those things where they were trying to adapt them into a movie for years and years and years and just couldn't get it done. What was it? It was Fox that initially had the rights.
Yeah.
Didn't do it. Warner Brothers bought pretty much everything except the rights to actually release the movie or something. And so there's obviously a big hoopla about that. Finally settled out of court and we get to see the movie in a couple weeks here.
Definitely paying to see that one.
Yeah, definitely gonna see that on the big screen.
It's available in IMAX too, so we might consider doing that.
Yeah, making the drive out to Ontario or down to Irvine.
Actually, it's in Anaheim now too.
Anaheim. That's right, down at the block. So
yeah, we're from Orange County, LA area. So those of you that don't know,
born and raised, go Dodgers. He made awful gestures. For those who are going to be listening to this on iTunes.
That wasn't awful at all. I just said woohoo.
Yeah, so... I've heard mixed things. From what I've been following, Film School Rejects, Latino Review, Slash Film, different things like that. The ending isn't the same as what it was in the novels. So... You know, people who are really into it. It's, you know, it's one of the best-selling graphic novels. Time Magazine ranked it as one of their best novels of the past 100 years or something like that. It was pretty cool. So,
yeah, you're the expert. You've already read it and everything. I don't really know that much about it. I just want to go into it fresh and see how it is, and then read about it afterward.
Yeah. So it looks pretty good. The previews we've been following, the updates with the previews, the clips that they've been releasing and stuff.
The music so far has been awesome too.
Yeah, although the beginning is the end is the beginning by Smashing Pumpkins that has been so prominent in the trailers is not on the soundtrack that's going to be released.
It's still available on iTunes, so check it out.
Right under there, what is B-sides?
The
and B-sides
and rarities.
Yeah, but the. Well, I mean, that's kind of like M.I.A. with the Pineapple Express. The Paper Planes song that was all in the trailer was not in the movie at all. Not on the soundtrack. So, yeah. So, other big news. I'm a huge Nine Inch Nails fan. They will be doing kind of what seems like their last tour coming up here this year. They're going to be doing that with Jane's Addiction. I don't know. I'm pretty stoked about that. I'm hoping they. I haven't checked the. Yeah, so I'll be keeping track, trying to find out when they do their LA tour. See Trent Reznor. It's kind of some cool stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I in the last few years, he's kind of done some pretty cool stuff, in terms of as a fan. You know, he came out with the Ghosts album. and that he only released it online. You could download it for free, which was pretty cool. Radiohead did that with their In Rainbow CD. You can pay whatever you wanted, which is kind of a cool idea. So, and what they found, apparently, is that they actually made more by doing that. You had a ton of people that paid nothing for it, but, you know, so there were you had a couple people that made a donation to the cause, I guess. And
for sure.
Made up for all of us that didn't pay for those albums. So, and then recently they, what was this, probably like 3 months ago, 2 months ago, they released, it's like 400 gigabytes of video from their concerts and stuff like that for free. So that was pretty cool too. As a fan, I appreciate that because I'm broke. I'm a college student, so.
Aren't we all?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Looking forward to spring break. Break from school.
Well, not so much. I mean, working on film projects and whatnot over that time. Papers, you know.
Cool. That's because you're on the semester system. Cal State Fullerton.
Yep, that's right.
I'm on the quarter system. So, my spring break actually is after finals, and it's a break. So, and for me, all my finals are papers that I'll be turning in as a history major. So, papers, and then my math class is a outside project we'll be working on, going down to a school and actually teaching this math stuff. So that's kind of cool. But nothing going on during finals week for that, and then the two papers we'll just do. So I get 2 weeks.
Nice.
Nothing, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, basically I just have a week-long hiatus from school. Just to gather my thoughts on papers, catch up on some work, maybe. I'm actually in a film production too, and so we've got a group project we're working on. I am the production designer, so I got to figure out what the set's going to look like and everything. So that should be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The script is actually derived slightly from The Telltale Heart, so it's
gonna
it's going to be pretty sick.
Edgar Allan Poe, it's good stuff.
Yeah, very very cool.
What, so is Chris that wrote this, or...?
Oh, no, no, no. Chris isn't in this class. This is,
Okay.
There's a couple of people in my group I've had in,
This is the group? Sorry, I thought you were talking about...
No, this is for class. Also, a friend of mine is writing a script, which I'm going to be starting writing some scripts soon, too. But he's writing a script, and I'm actually going to be the lead in it, so I won't have to worry about the production side, just the looking pretty in front of the camera and going crazy part. So, yeah.
Well, okay, I guess we do the typical, just the sports kind of wrap up.
Yeah, Grant, this is your area. I have no say in any of this.
Really. I don't know. I like to talk about sports, so I'm going to do my
research. I was gone for the Super Bowl, so you're going to have to fill everybody in.
Yeah. Super Bowl, Tampa Bay. It was in Tampa Bay, I should say. Let's see. We had the Steelers against the Cardinals. I am a huge Eagles fan, Philadelphia. So, I was bummed about the Eagles losing to the Cardinals, and then, you know, eventually the Cardinals losing to the Steelers, because I wanted to at least feel like, well, if we're going to lose to the Cardinals, hopefully we lose to the team that wins the Super Bowl, but, oh well. So, but yeah, it was a good game to watch, really, really cool. Larry Fitzgerald, as always, was just phenomenal. Just an epic game, like every game he plays in, it seems like. He's done some really good things for my fantasy team the last 2 or 3 years, I think I've had him on there. So, but it was really, really fun game to watch. My dad actually went. He went down the Friday before, flew out. His boss bought tickets, and so he went down the Friday before his boss got tickets, and called me in the middle of a Three Doors Down concert, called me during Journey playing with their new frontman, which was just so rad, because it was so cool, because he called when Journey started playing, and I was already watching it on TV. And so I was hearing it in the phone of him talking and stuff, obviously faster, just like when we're talking on for Ustream, there's the delay. And so I was like, oh, I know, I'm already listening. And he calls and says that, oh yeah, I'm in that tent to the right, because he keeps seeing the camera, like, looking over. So I'm sitting there watching this HD, like, trying to find him, because he says he's waving and stuff. I didn't, but it was cool. So it was fun to do. It's like, I'm looking for my dad in a Super Bowl. So that was fun. I'm a big NASCAR guy. I'm an LA guy, and that makes me sound like I'm from Fontana. But I'm not. I just, I don't know. My dad and I have been going for a few years. We went the first year Jimmy Johnson started racing. Picked him. My dad is a huge, my grandpa and I actually are huge Jimmy Johnson fans. My dad and my mom both grew up in La Mesa, which is right next to El Cajon, where my uncle still lives, which is where Jimmy Johnson's from. So we are, like, huge into him, the whole Hendrick Motorsports racing team with Dale Earnhardt Jr. and
Jeff Gordon.
So it's just, like, really fun to watch, for me to watch. The 2 weeks between, or, well, I guess, yeah, it's like two or 3 weeks between the Super Bowl and when NASCAR starts for me is like the worst 2 or 3 weeks in terms of sports, because I don't get anything to watch. I mean, it's basketball's on, but I'm not really a fan of basketball. Yeah, hockey's on, but I'm not really a fan of hockey. So, you know, I can't watch a basketball game from time to time. My roommates are all big basketball fans, so. Yeah, we'll watch, a couple of my roommates went to school in Kentucky, so we watch those games when they're on. So I'm excited NASCAR started. In a couple days, same day as the Oscars, this Sunday, we have the Subway 500 at California Speedway in Fontana, where I'm not from.
Speaking of Oscars, we have an Oscar podcast that we actually recorded earlier. So yeah. It'll be posted either before or after this one. So check it out. And
that's why we're not talking about Oscars in this, because we did a whole podcast all about Oscars.
Yeah, we gave our premonitions of who's going to be winning.
Right.
Or who we would like to win or what have you. And we have a Tommy's Burger on the line of who has the most correct answers, I guess.
Yeah.
So check that out on Sunday night. Watch the ceremony, see who wins, and check back and enjoy a burger with us the next time after that.
There we go, Tommy's, Monrovia. We'll be putting that. Hopefully Monrovia. Because if I win, we're going to Monrovia. If you win, we'll probably go down to.
We'll go somewhere cool.
Yeah, they got one in.
La Habra. There's one in La Habra, right down the road from. There we go. Kind of.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
We'll figure it out. If I win, though, we won't. Because I already know.
Yeah, make me spend the gas money.
Right. And money buying me a burger.
Damn.
Let's see. Also, we had the NBA All-Star game. In hindsight, wish I had watched it. I've seen all the highlights, and it looked really cool. They had all the intros of the players and stuff, which is really neat. You know, because I don't really follow basketball, I don't really know if it means the same. You know, with the baseball, the All-Star game, you have, you know, the winner gets home field advantage in the World Series. Whether it's, I mean, not the team, obviously, but AL versus NL. And so, like, so that's, that, you know, that makes the game really important. So people who get elected, like, you really want to win. Football, obviously, the Pro Bowl is just kind of a waste of time. No one really cares about it. No one watches it. No one play. Like, the people even who play in it don't really care because it doesn't mean anything for the season. They're hoping to change that. They've been in talks about making it mean something so that players do want to play and do want to get voted and all this stuff. So, but NBA, I don't know if it means anything. It's in the middle of the season, which makes me think that it would. But it just looked like a really cool game. I know the West ended up winning. Shaq and Kobe, former teammates here in LA, shared MVP rights. And from Shaq, according on his Twitter, yes, I do follow Shaq on Twitter, said that Kobe gave him the award for his kids. So, like, that's, you know, that seems like a classy move, assuming that it's, you know, not fake Shaq.
Why don't we take now just any funny stories or anything? I mean, if we want, we can cut this and, like, throw it up front, you know.
It could be, like, the random section.
For sure.
I don't know. I was in the hospital last week, so that was fun.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun.
Had a fever of 103, woke up, and, like, essentially couldn't move, so went to the hospital, got some IV fluids. Normal sitting heart rate is between 60 and 80 beats per minute, and mine was at 132.
Wow.
So that wasn't fun. Got on some, like, super-duper strength Tylenol and Motrin and stuff so that my fever would come down and stuff, and they put me on a fluid, like, liter fluids or something like that with an IV, and went home and basically slept for, I think, that weekend. It was last weekend?
Yeah, it was
last weekend.
We were supposed to record this podcast last weekend, but somebody was in the hospital.
That would be me. And so, yeah, I basically ended up spending about 36 hours over 2 days sleeping, essentially.
Wow.
So, it was nice, because I woke up and felt well-rested, but being sick sucks. And then I ended up crashing just physically, even just from sleeping so long, you know, you get lethargic and stuff. But I had to write a paper that weekend, and so I ended up staying up super late on Sunday night, because it was due Monday morning, working on that paper, because super procrastinator, that would be me. So, okay, so I found this picture on Dig, and this is the saddest picture in the entire face of the ever universe that's existed.
It's there's no words to describe it, really.
we'll post the link in the info section, but just suffices to say that this is the most pathetic, sad picture, and I am not even a fan of cats.
I hate cats, and I would agree. It's Puss in Boots without the boots.
And it just makes me feel awful about being a human being.
So, we'll post the link, and you can check it out for yourself. I have a few, like, little things just from, on my trip. We got a little crazy. The first night, we were getting to know everybody, and we kind of were done working by, like, 8 or 9 o'clock. So, we decided to go to the store, and we got some beers and whatnot. So, this ranch that we had to use for the week, or actually, they've been shooting for, like, a month. We were there for a week. And we were in the master bathroom. It was huge. They had a huge whirlpool bath. So we decided to all chill up there. We had an iPod player going and everything. And we filled up the tub a little bit. We put some bubbles in there. We all chill, had a few in there. There were guys and girls there. It wasn't anything too weird. So we're all hanging up there having a good old time. And we all had, like, feet chilling in there, and then a couple of girls, you know, just decided to just drop right into the bathtub and all that. So we're like, all right, now we have some party going. So I'm getting ready to get in. I'm like, you know what, I'll just go. And next thing I know, someone's coming running up from downstairs. I had gone downstairs to get some food or something, and it's like, the water is leaking into the kitchen. So I run downstairs, and there is literally a lake in the kitchen, with water seeping through the pores of the ceiling. So I run back upstairs and tell them, drain the bath, like, right now. And that was, like, the end of the night. We had to go clean that up and everything. But when we hung out, we watched each other's student films and everything. That was really cool. Got a little feedback on my films. That was really, really nice. Meeting some people in the industry. Got some good connections. Met some good actors and everything. Met some great people. Had a lot of laughs.
That really, really, really cute girl.
That one girl that visited the ranch that one day was amazing. So, yeah, I'm somewhat still in contact with her. But yeah, that was entertaining. There were llamas at the freaking ranch. So we spent like 30 minutes just trying to like wait to see if this llama was gonna spit on somebody, and it did at the horse. And there was a goat goating it. So
sweet.
Yeah, we got then the last night before we left, we went to the store, got some more booze. That was the night it started to snow. So we're driving. We went out to dinner and we were driving back in the snow. It was amazing. Got back, played a little King's Cup and. Very crazy. I believe I called you that night.
Yes, you did.
And
as I was parking my car in the pouring rain.
Yeah, that was a good night.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember I played King's Cup when I was doing study abroad, and that was like one of the most amazing nights ever. It was
ridiculous.
Except because we weren't playing with beer or hard alcohol. We were playing with wine. We were all sitting around drinking these different red wines. So whoever got the King's, I forget who it was. I think it was Esteban, got the King's Cup at the end. It was just this big mix of red wines and stuff.
Oh my god!
On a cup that's about, well, I mean, it's like bigger than a pint.
For sure.
And we've been pouring in there all night. Oh, it was bad. So bad.
I mean, it was great. The day we left, Chris and I, we left. The day before they finished filming, and I'm glad we left when we did, because they ended up getting snowed in and not leaving until Sunday morning. So,
well, I'm glad too, because then we had that party.
We had the party, and that was awesome. Thanks again to all those people that ended up showing up. Yeah,
yeah, it was awesome. We had a really, really good time.
And from what I hear from the feedback from everyone that showed up, we got to do that again soon.
Yes,
including your new friend. Who will be named later.
Yes, okay, yeah, my best buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll find out who you are later. So, those of you that are listening and know us, you will, you'll hear about this soon.
Cool. Alright, well, officially, I guess this has been BS from the second story balcony.
Hopefully this was a step up from the last time. We're still working on it. We'll be a little better next time. Just hooting and hollering, whatever we gotta do, we gotta do.
Keep listening.
Yeah. But not St. John's Wort, 'cause I can get that out.